Welcome to Shom Achshav on the Daf, your sponsor, Lo Nishmas Ram Yaakov Shom Le'a Basitzchok. We're holding in Sanhedrin Daf Tezvov. The Gemara in this Daf, end of Amud Aleph, learns the drushes that you have to kill a shor, you have to kill an ox, the same way you kill the owner. And the Pasuk teaches you that we treat the shor like the owner. The Gemara goes on to explain, how do we know that's the pshat in the Pasuk? But the maskar of the Gemara is that the Torah is telling you that the same way you have a miso of a Adam, that's why you have to have a miso of the shor as well. And the Achronim, Shulam Rizovsky, brings the Siman Beis, learns with pashtas from this sugya, that any halachas they have to do with din nefashos of a human being, we apply the same thing to a shor. And this leads to a big discussion in the Rishonim, and the one who speaks it the most in length is the Ramban al Torah, and Parshas Noach, and Bereishis Perek Tet Pasuk Hey, that it says over there that Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to come and demand when a person dies, he's going to come and demand his blood from his killer, either a human being or Miyad Kol Chaya Edrushenu. I'm going to ask it from every Chaya. So there's two ways to understand this pasuk. Either it means is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will kill the murderer either through human beings or through animals. Or the pshat is HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to demand the murder of a human being from an animal. If an animal killed a human being, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to come against the animal. Kivyachol is going to come and demand from the animal a payment for the fact that she killed a human being. So Ramban says, if you understand like the second way, that the HaKadosh Baruch Hu is demanding for an animal to pay for the fact that an Adam died, that means you're punishing an animal. You're giving an oinish for an animal for killing an Adam. So says the Ramban, it comes out from here, there's such a thing called a punishment for an animal. And the Ramban says, what shot? Can you punish an animal? He says, yeah, maybe it's a gzeiros melech. Any time a person dies, the animal will get a miso. Even though an animal, a pashta, doesn't have a concept of a punishment. And he brings a raya because the shita in the Gemara, even shor hamidbar, means a shor which is hefker, has no owner. He also has to die. Why do you have to kill the shor has no owner? There's no owner responsible. Pshat is because you're just punishing the shor. It's a gzeiros melech, you give a punishment to the shor. And the Ramban adds later another explanation to it, that this din in the Torah, that a behemoth cannot kill a adam, this is what gives the nature of the animal not to be afraid of human beings. Where does the Torah put in the Teva that an animal should be afraid of humans? Is this Pasuk. The Pasuk says an animal who kills Adam will be killed. So immediately the animal has in her nature not to kill Adam. That's where the Ramban goes in a little different way to say this. But as many point out, there is a few mikoyers to the fact that there is such a concept of schar ve'oinish by an animal. Just a few examples. One is the famous Yalkut Shimoini in Shmois Remes Kupi Zayin that says, why do we throw to a dog the Psar Nevelo? Because Eina Kushbo Mekaper Schar Kol Berio. The dog did not bark when Am Yisrael left Mitzrayim, so therefore they get the meat. So you're paying the dog for something they did. And the Sefer Kolboy was written by one of the Rishonim. It's brought down, why do we have a mitzvah of Kisui Adam, specifically by a Chaya and Oif and not by a Behemo? You don't have to cover the blood of a Behemo, but you do have to cover a Chaya and Oif. So he brings, based on a Medrash, that when Rivka met Yitzchak Avinu, so her Besulim fell off. And Yitzchak was Choshed Eliezer, maybe he did something improper with Rivka. So Eliezer came and showed Yitzchak, where is the blood of the Besulim of Rivka? What was keeping this blood safe, that should not be erased? There was some Chaya that came there and kept the blood. As a reward for the fact that the Chaya kept the blood of the Besulim of Rivka, we have Kisui Adam by a Chaya. And the Oif is the one who taught Cain how to bury Hevel. So therefore you have Kisui Adam also by a Oif. So you see again, concept of reward to a Chaya and a Oif. Rav Yosef Engel discusses this topic by Arichus in the Sefer Beis HaOitzer Chelek Aleph Klal Nun Hei. And there he brings a medrash. The medrash with his rabbo, Pasha Chavov, says, the way he explains Rav Yosef Engel is that the only one who can be punished for an Adam is an Adam. Meaning when an Adam does something bad to another Adam, he gets punished. Rabbi Nasr Aymer Afilu Zeh V'Chelef, even an animal. Even an object is punished for killing an Adam. So it says in Reis Yankel, you see here three different opinions of what level of punishment do you have. It's only human beings, maybe also animals, or maybe even still objects. So what's shat in it? Says in Reis Yankel, that in Tzavar, Reb Pinchas Mikoret is brought down that everything in the world has a chius, even a doimim has a shayrish kedusha that gives it a chius, gives it a livelihood. And then nitzoyts of kedusha is the thing that gets punished for touching somebody else. The misa that you have by animals or even by objects is taking away the nitzitz kedusha that gives chiyus to this specific item. That's what Yosef Engel brings. Where Reuven Margolier sends us to the Tikkuni Zohar Tikkunayin, that there comes out from the Zohar that there are Gilguli neshamas, or neshamas that come into animals and come into objects. And these neshamas get a tikkun when they get punished. When the animal gets punished, that's the tikkun of the neshama, which is megugul into this animal or into the item. And the Shem Shmuel brings this in Vayikra Yir Tafresh Ayin Aleph. He explains by Arichus that some neshamas have their oynish is to be misgalgel in a behima. And if there is zoiche to misgalgel behima to oiro, who becomes a korban or has shchito. And if not, they have other ways they have to fix themselves. And all these punishments that we're mentioning regarding animals, regarding items, is because of the neshamis that misgalgil into these items. And this is what Shem Shmuel concludes. He says, "Ubezei yuvan inyan shor haniskol." Why are you punishing an animal? So you have a little bit of a havana, something, some kind of tfiso. How is it shayach to have a punishment by an animal? Anyone who wants to join the Shomachshava email list to watch go, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.